What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Oh, we're all back together again on a Hertz day on the WIP Afternoon Show.
It's not even close to a Hertz.
Well, whatever. Starts with a two. It starts with a T, rather.
It does not start with a two either. It starts with a T.
I'm all... Messed up.
Would you calm down? Like, I know. We got Sirianni possibly talking. Yes. You're trying to navigate that. You're trying to navigate Hugh
He's
and Ike.
He's happy to see me.
I'm very happy to see Ike,
who has
returned.
He had to deal with you for 4 hours yesterday. You know how hard that was for him?
He had to deal with Buzz.
I had to deal with both of them. I had to deal with warmed-up Jack, Philly's warmed-up Jack, and Poopy Pants Buzz over there. So it's good to have you back, Ike.
What's up, Brother Spike?
I'm feeling good.
Listen, I got the memo.
Yep.
That I'm sort of elongating the opening here.
No,
I got the memo. I got it. Jackie, baseball, we're on a 4-game winning streak, and the freaking fightings are back. Holla at your boy.
Second best record in baseball. They have the first in the National League East. I was told the season was over on April 24th.
You said it.
Never said it.
You said it.
I didn't say it.
You did.
No, I didn't.
I'm never going to get credit for this.
I didn't say it was over. I had questions. But everyone else doubted. Bunch of idiots.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Not to toot my own horn or pat myself on the back. But from the time I've gotten on train with both feet, team has been pretty good.
I know, but you were on the hot seat for the first three games. They lost 2 of 3. But they rebounded
after
that.
I wasn't on the hot seat.
You were on my hot seat.
So a bunch of stuff happened on the show today. Debate days continue. The first thing is Nick Sirianni signs his extension immediately late for his first press conference.
There you go.
So it was supposed to happen at 12:45.
Late for his first press conference.
It hasn't happened
yet. Big time,
yet.
Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it's big time in everybody. Big time in the whole city of Philadelphia. So at any moment here, we will go live to Nick Sirianni talking about his contract extension. And apparently Jalen going to talk too and some other players.
He already talked.
Oh, Jalen already talked.
QB1?
Anything good? We'll get to it. We have our first official debate of debate days as Ike takes on Giglio, probably around 2:30, about Joel Embiid.
I'm excited about this.
Then we have Elliot here at 3 to just sort of do the greatest hits of Elliot, which will be great, his most debatable take. So it is a big show. But the other thing that happens in Eagles world, either today or tomorrow, is we find out the fate of the Tush Push. I believe they are taking the vote today, so we either find out today or tomorrow. Now, I will say this. I believe we are getting one more year of the Tush Push. I don't think they have the votes. I think we're getting a farewell, you know, season of the Tush Push. That said, I don't know what it is about this that pisses me off so much, but the NFL and Roger Goodell should be ashamed of themselves for trying to eliminate this play because one team happens to be good at it. They said it's about player safety. It is not. There's never been a player hurt during this thing. It's not about player safety. They say it's about pace of play or how it looks or all of those things. It doesn't look any worse than a regular quarterback sneak. Every reason they've ever given is hogwash. It hurts the Eagles, and it doesn't hurt any other team. It only hurts the Eagles. So it drives me crazy that the NFL is getting away with doing this. And the other thing that drives me crazy is everyone else saying, they'll be fine. They're just going to do a regular quarterback sneak and they'll be fine. This game and winning these games, they're games of inches. They are games about little advantages here and there. And this was a key advantage that the Eagles had that they might not have anymore. And it will hurt. I'm not saying it is the death knell of them winning the Super Bowl next year, but it will hurt their chances to win a Super Bowl if this play is eliminated. And it drives me crazy that we're not more mad about it.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. I'm in here speaking for all the real leather neck football players. I mean, football guys.
Football guys.
Get my neck wrong! Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm here for all those guys. Listen, I understand it's a play that we've taken advantage of. I'm not faulting the Eagles for that. It's not something they were doing illegal, right? It's a play that was well within the rules, even though it was a rule that was changed about 20 years ago. They were well within their right to use it. They've taken advantage of it. They've done it better than anyone else. It's a great play. It's a great asset for what we do here as an organization and as a football team. But I am one of those guys that says, this just ain't that big of a deal. It really isn't to me. And I understand the Eagles are trying to keep it. I get it. It may be a bigger deal to them than I perceive it to be. I'm just saying, as a fan of the team, I don't think our success hinges on the tush push. Yes, it's nice to have that in our back pocket, that we feel like it's an automatic play every time we run it. I get that. We get that sort of level of comfort and security. I understand that. But you know what other – you know, there's another source of comfort and security that I can withdraw from this team. And that's the fact that we put a premium on the offensive line. So we have one of the best offensive lines in football. You know, all of a sudden, because they may potentially ban the tush push.
Nick Sirianni speaks right now. Yep.
I mean, everyone knew you were going to be here pretty much, but what does it mean to you to get the extension and have that out of the way?
Yeah, just obviously very thankful to Mr. Lori for believing in me to hire me 4 years ago and then to continue. That I'm able to continue being the head football coach of this team. And just can't thank him and the organization and Howie enough for everything. And, man, there's so many, you know, what a great owner. What a great owner we have. And, like I said, I can't be more thankful. My family's thankful. I'm thankful. And I love being the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, looking forward to continuing on.
How many years is multiple?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details of it, of any of that stuff. Sorry, I don't want to.
Is there a reason why?
No. I just won't get into the details of any of that. I know, but usually coaches' contracts are, you don't get those as much, right?
This is a business where people don't stick around a lot. You've been around long enough. How nice is it for you to know that you're going to have a family, be able to raise here?
Yeah. We love this city. You know, I know how happy I am in being able to come into this office every day and work for Mr. Lori and work alongside Howie and with all the great players we have. And my wife loves this city. My kids love this city. And we're sure glad that it will be our home for the foreseeable future.
Thank you. Back to the 4 years you've spent here, what do you think you've learned most about being in this job?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, you're learning. That can go on. That question I could answer that for a long time. You learn every single day. You're constantly trying to grow every single day. And, you know, I think the main things, and not that you learn it on this job, but the main things that anytime someone asks me about, what does it take to be successful or this and that, it feels like the common theme that I always come back to is you have to work your butt off. You have to work insanely hard, work harder and put in hours and put in time more than you ever thought you had to, and then you have to be able to embrace adversity. And I think, because adversity's coming. And so what I think you learn, not that I learned that on this job, but it's cemented even more and more every day I go through that. And so those are the keys in my mind.
What are your thoughts on everything that you've accomplished here so far, and how far you personally have come from the first press conference to the growing of the roots to a 742 winning percentage after that comment, to all the ups and downs? What are your thoughts on how much you have overcome here in this role?
Again, everybody that is striving to, you know, reach the top of the mountain, or, you know, whatever it is, like we try to do every single year, adversity is going to be there regardless. And I really look at any adversity that I've ever been through in my life, you know, whether it was my leg injury in 2001, whether it was my dad going through cancer, whether it was the collapse of our season, you know, us kind of falling apart at the end of the 2023 season and finishing 1-6, every one of those things, whether it's scrutiny from, like you said, from your first press conference, I can look at the good in all those things and find good in all those things and how it's shaped me to be who I am today and has made me better as a result of it. And you never want to go through those things as you go through them. But man, if you allow it to shape you, it really does. It can shape you into be better and to be who you are at this moment. So, you know, I would say for all the things that I've been through, whether it's on this job or whether it's in my life, I've been able to get better from all those things, and I'm grateful. As crazy as that sounds, as bad as it is, when you go through those things, I can look back at it and be grateful. And you hope that you, the next adversities you go through, you remember, hey, there's, you're going to be grateful from this one as well. So, hope I answered your question.
Someone to follow up. Yeah, you've been at your best, it seems, when there's pressure, tension, lack of a better term there. Now that you've won the Super Bowl, you have this security. How do you manufacture that tension, discomfort, whatever term you would use there?
Yeah. You know, I feel fortunate that I'm around a lot of guys like our coaches, our other coaches, our players on this team that, you know, we have this will to win, right? Someone put it this way. I've talked to a lot of coaches this offseason trying to get better at my craft, and somebody put it this way. You don't win a pickup basketball game and say, all right, I'm satisfied, I'm going home, right? You say, hey, how do we run it back? And we're not even thinking about running. We're thinking about where we are today and trying to get better. But you strap up and you play again. And, I think there's always pressure in this profession. And, you know, and looking forward to, you know, the next year and building this team. Everything else is in the past. Like, you know, everything else that goes in. I think that when teams are trying so hard to repeat or trying so hard to recapture, like, there's two mistakes that they make, right? They either are looking at their past accomplishments or they're looking too far into the future of how do you do that again. And it's really about the daily grind that you go through day in and day out. And there's a mental toughness to being able to do that and go through that every single day. And so, you know, I want to do my job just to do what's best for this football team and, you know, make Mr. Lori proud that he made the right decision and help these players continue to get better. And every challenge, there's a new challenge with every team of building the team. That's what's so cool about a season, that you start again and you're right back to the beginning and going through the same steps that you went through in the beginning. But yeah, I think, when you're self-motivated, like, and it may appear that I might be my best that when, you know, I have scrutiny, or when I, you know, as opposed to the other side. But when you're self-motivated, the outside noise.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shouldn't affect you and doesn't affect you. You put your head down and you work to get better.
With the push vote coming tomorrow, are you still actively lobbying and calling around to get some support? And or do you feel like the deck is stacked against you guys?
We'll see. We'll see where that goes. We're not waiting for very long to figure it out. It's gonna be public tomorrow, and you know how I feel about it. I think we obviously were at the owners' meetings. We talked about how we felt about it, and I don't think anyone could question what my sentiment is on it. So we'll see what happens with it tomorrow.
Speaking of running it back again, Jalen is going to have the new offensive coordinator, play caller again for so many times in his career. How do you think he's going to handle that?
Yeah, the same way he's handled it every year. I think he's a guy that just is going to, again, same thing, start right from the beginning again, working out like crazy again, getting ready again in the classroom, getting ready on the field. And I don't notice any difference whether it was Kellen being the coordinator, Brian, Shane, or Kevin. And, I see the same process that he goes through, which is what makes Jalen special, is that he goes through the same process over and over and over again. The minute details and the just the same over and over and over again, you just see him go through it and try to get better from new experiences, new voices. I think Kevin's done a great job. I really have been impressed with how hungry Kevin is for this opportunity, and all the good new ideas that he's bringing. Even though like Kevin's been here for with me for 8 years, there's still things that when you're in charge. That you know, like, hey, now let's do this. Let's give this an opportunity. So, I'm really excited about where we are there. And I don't see any change in Jalen and anything that he does and how he preps, regardless who the coordinator is.
What have you learned about the fostering of the cultivation of those ideas? Because you have had to change coordinators a lot, and that's the mark of a consistent head coach. What have you learned that works in that regard?
Yeah. Again, you always want to do the things that your players do best. And so there's figuring out who the players are. Now Kevin's obviously been here through the 4 years. He has a very good feel of what they do and what they do well. And so you always want to do what they do best. You always want to keep, things in that you've done well, that you want to continue to grow and dress up a little bit. And then also, some new wrinkles that kind of mesh to that. And then you have some things that it might be brand new. But that's the beauty of the off season. You go through your process and you decide, hey, here's what's primary, here's what's secondary, here's what's out, here's what's new. And then you start repping it, and it kind of evolves as you go.
Nick, this is your second time coming off playing in a Super Bowl. Obviously, the result different this time, but what did you learn about how playing in the Super Bowl in 2022 impacted 2023, and are there any changes you're making for this upcoming season based off that?
Yeah, there's always a fine line, I think, of managing, guys and as far as their bodies go, and then daily improvement, right? And so there is no secret. Like we talked, someone asked me earlier, and I said, there is no secret. Like there, you have to be able to overcome adversity and you have to work hard. And so there is a fine line between that though, right? Of the grind that you put in because of coming off of a long season, and having the guys ready to play each Sunday and getting better, right? If you lean too far one way and say, all right, it's just important that we get to Sunday with ourselves as fresh as we can possibly be, then maybe you miss out on some opportunities to grow your fundamentals and your situational football and all the different things that takes there. And if you lean too far the other way, you run them into the ground. So there's a fine line there. It's not a and I don't think there's a handbook that says this is how long. You got to have a feel for the players. You have to be in constant communication with your players of how they're feeling. You got to know what players to say, hey, how are you feeling? And know who's trying to maybe get a couple reps off and who's really telling you the truth. You got to do the same thing with the doctors and the training staff. And the strength coaches. And the good thing is here, I got a lot of players that I can lean on and trust there. I got a lot of guys there with Nando and Tom and Arsh that, give me their best advice as well. And then it's my job to listen to all parties and do what I think's best for the football team while having all that information. And so, there is a fine line, but I know there's no substitute for hard work and getting better, but, then again, you gotta think about the length of the season and where you are at that particular point, because one week might be a little bit harder than another week, and all those things are balanced out and thought about each and every week.
You said you've spoken to a lot of coaches. Who have you spoken to, and who gave that pickup basketball analogy?
I can't remember who gave the pickup basketball analogy, but I've talked to I've talked to a bunch of different guys. I don't mind sharing that with you. I always talk to Coach Karras. I always talk to Coach Wright. I was fortunate to speak with Coach Saban this year, Coach Gino at UConn, Coach Staley at South Carolina. So there's just been a lot of good insight that I've been able to, pick up from them. And again, you got to continue to try to grow at all times. So, just been thankful for them for them talking to me and passing on knowledge of questions that I have.
Turn the page from we won the Super Bowl to, okay, now we got to look ahead to next year.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, at what point during the off season were you able to turn the page from we won the Super Bowl to, okay, let's look ahead to next year?
I know this sounds crazy, but right away, of course I enjoyed the parade, and of course I enjoyed the flight back home, but then Kellen got the job, and then you're right back into filling coaching spots. So there's all your calendar is always completely full, and you're just constantly trying to get better at what you did the year before. Like how do you hire coaches better and then go through that process, and then it's into the draft and free agency, and then it's into players phase one, and then you got to turn the page. You can enjoy it, but you can enjoy it for a little bit, but you got to turn the page quickly, because we'll have a high standard for ourselves. I know y'all will have a high standard for us, and but we know how high our standard is for ourselves, and it takes steps. And that's mental toughness. I think I talked about this with the players today. I think sometimes when I talk, I tend to talk to them a lot about mental toughness, and I talk to them about overcoming adversity. And that's a big part of mental toughness. But another part of this mental toughness thing is going through the same monotonous things over and over and over again. And having the same attitude and effort no matter what the circumstances are, right? Oh, man, we just went through this draft process. Well, let's do it again. And so there's a mental toughness to doing the same things and the same steps over and over again. I'd like to also say, you know, just I couldn't tell you how many players, you know, and coaches have come up to me and just say congratulations. And it felt like my response was, you know, again, I got a chance to thank Mr. Lurie. And in my opening, what I said up right away, but it felt like with every player that I talked to, you know, the main thing that was coming out of my mouth was, well, I'm not in this situation without great players, and I'm not in this situation where I'm able to sign a new contract without great coaches, and I'm not in this situation to be here without, you know, Howie. So it truly is. You can't be great without the greatness of others. And whether it was Jalen coming up to me, and said the same thing to all the guys: Jalen, Dallas, Clint Hurt, Vic, you know, Howie. And so again, it just shows you that how awesome a team sport like football is. It takes everybody. And sure, I'm grateful for Mr. Lurie and all the players and all the coaches here that. That would put me in this position to be able to do this.
From that professional standpoint,
last one,
adversity and all that, but on a personal level, is there any validation, Super Bowl extension, just when you're by yourself,
you can either go at it and be like, look at me now. But I don't think that, I'm grateful for all those scrutiny. I'm grateful for that for multiple reasons, right? I'm grateful in the sense that it shapes you to who you are going to be, right? God puts you through things and it shapes you to who he wants you to be. And then also, through scrutiny and through different things like that and adversities that you face, I'm going to be able to raise my kids and they're going to be going through things, and I'm going to be able to look back at things. And there's another reason I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that in the sense as well of, you know, players that are going to have to go through that, you know, cause no one's exempt from adversity that you go through, in the challenges of the NFL. So I don't think you can have a grateful heart for the things that you've went through to shape you to who you are. And then on the other end go, oh, look, what do you say? You know what I'm saying? And so, that gratefulness of the scrutiny and of the adversity and all those things that you said, it's not validating. It's a grateful heart more so than the validation of a contract or a Super Bowl.
All right. Thanks, folks. We got to get out of here.
There it is. They got to get out of there. That is Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Boy, his press conferences are even better than they used to be. Feels like Nick knows exactly what he wants to say every time somebody asks him a question. Didn't always seem that way.
Yeah, good job by coach. Pockets are fat. They say his pockets got the mumps right now. That's what they say.
Nick's got to buy us dinner. Come on, man. He said he's appreciative of the criticism. Well, then you owe us dinner, buddy. All right. Debate days.
It's paid off.
Yes. Debate days officially kick off next.
Ooh, okay.
And we'll get to Tush Push later because Ike is being crazy about that. But coming up next, Ike versus Joe Giglio.
Some may say I'm being crazy about this.
Yes, but you're being right about it.
I'm
not going to say what I think, but Ike versus Giglio next on should they trade Joel Embiid. Ike versus Giglio next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.